Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We're currently in my favorite time of the year, early spring. This is when you start really feeling the outdoors and, you know, getting your outside patio and your deck and everything ready. And every Wednesday we talk home tips with our friend Susie Calabrese, home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. So let's talk some outdoor prep tips for the spring, Susie.
Absolutely, Kevin. Yeah, I love spring too, but I feel like it's been a little bit of an odd one, kind of colder days,
yeah.
Lots of rain. We're going to be enjoying the season outside of our homes, and we definitely, regardless of the temperatures, we do want to de-winterize because spring is here, and then, you know, we know what comes after, right? Warmer temperatures. So be encouraged because this will allow you to spend more time outside enjoying your property rather than dealing with all those unexpected repairs or those, I really should have, you know, done this earlier in the season kind of mindset. And my husband and I always joke because sometimes he'll say, I'll let future Dante worry about that. And this is not one of those things. In fact, I'm like, present Dante needs to deal with this right now because future Dante is not going to be happy dealing with all of this stuff. So,
yeah. And one of the things, I'm the same way in our house. My wife and I were trying to, you know, you start to feel that spring coming, even though it has been cold and kind of rainy. But one of the things is we love cooking on the grill in the spring and summertime, you know, at night for dinner. And I always dread cleaning the grill because I feel like it's such a process because I haven't used it all winter. So do you have any sort of advice or tips for that, for getting that grill ready?
Yeah, we're the same. I mean, we use it all, any chance we can get, right? Just to like keep more mess outside the kitchen is a good excuse to use the grill. So, you know, I'm assuming you've done this before. You would know it's a very tedious task, right? You have to like take all the grates out. You really have to clean everything
yep.
out. But the good news is that, you know, keeping your grill clean and doing this hard work, it can keep it for many, many seasons if you take proper care of it. So it's definitely worth the time investment and the elbow grease. You'll want to start by turning the grill on, letting it heat up for about 10 to 15 minutes before cleaning it. That'll loosen any stuck on food particles and make them easier to remove. You can make a paste by mixing like equal parts of vinegar and baking soda, and then apply that paste to the grill grates and let it sit for about 10 to 15 minutes, and then scrub with either a grill brush, or if you want to be even more, you know, natural about it, you can use an onion and scrape it on there and rinse it thoroughly after. And the onion is a hack that I've seen many influencers recommend, and we actually did try this, so we know that it works. And the acidity in the onion helps to break down grease and grime, and it also adds a little flavoring for your next cookout
yeah.
and seasons those grates a little bit. So speaking of tongs, you know, we don't use those in our house. It's something definitely you want to be careful when you're working with a really hot surface. So if you want to use tongs, that's great. If you kind of want to take it a step further, or you're somebody that also has like a smoker, that's something that we also do year-round. I recommend investing in some extreme heat-resistant gloves. And these are great because they basically they're a longer glove that's going to go all the way up to the elbow. And we got a pair for around $20. And my husband uses this for everything that's hot. So fireplace, grilling, smoking, it protects up to 932 degrees Fahrenheit. So very safe and would come in very handy when you're spending a lot of time cleaning. So for the other parts of the grill, you're going to want to use soap and water. It's pretty simple, but I mean, you'll want to clean everything. Take everything apart, rinse it off with, you know, some soapy water, and then that includes the exterior too. And then once everything is dry, you want to lightly coat those grates with some oil using like a brush or even a paper towel. This really helps prevent the food from sticking during cooking. And then again, seasoning those grates. And lastly, one thing to remember that I think is easy to overlook is you want to check that aluminum drip pan and replace that or clean it out. You just want to make sure that it's empty for the start of the season. And then one last thing, which is pretty much a common sense thing, but it's definitely worth it if you want to keep your grill long term. Cover your grill after every use, not just like in the winter time, but throw it on there all the time. That'll protect it from the elements.
Definitely. And it's that underneath the grates that that always gets me, because all that gets all built up under there. And you're right about the grill pan, too, making sure that that's cleared out. So these are some great advice, great tips. It's getting me excited to grill this season.
Yeah, I mean, and there's like even more tips. Like, I know my husband uses like a drill bit sometimes to like unscrew some of the little parts. I mean, you can really get into this, but
yeah.
for the sake of kind of keeping it high level here, I mean, do your research. I think it's just a really great investment if you're going to use this appliance. It's basically like a cooking appliance for, you know, your outdoor kitchen cooking experience.
Even though it is a little gloomy out today, we are getting into springtime. It's supposed to get nicer the next this weekend and next week. And that means, especially for me, you know, taking care of your lawn. Lawn care is starting to get that on the mind soon. And every Wednesday, we talk home tips with Susie Calabrese, home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. So what about the lawn, Susie? You know, we're talking about grills earlier. So before I start doing my grill, I want my lawn to look nice if I'm having a cookout.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and spring is a perfect time for that. You know, the weather is warming up and, you know, we're kind of shifting our focus to being outside more often. So I think before anything else, you know, let's show our lawn some love. And as a realtor, always recommend good curb appeal, and that a nice lush lawn is going to really help you out with that. So, but you want to begin by just raking away any remnants of debris and dead grass that are left behind. This kind of clears the stage for aerating your lawn. And if you're not really sure, you know, what times of year the best is to do that, spring is really prime time for that because the grass is in full growth mode. Don't forget, spring is also an opportune moment to reseed or even overseed any bare patches that you have. So kind of walk around your property, take a scan, take a look, and then really take advantage of, you know, the spring weather that we've been having, this rain and stuff, because you can really make sure you are going to have a uniform kind of carpet of grass by making sure you reseed or overseed any of those bare areas.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then you have to use fertilizer. So that's like another thing. So I think, you know, maybe opt for a really balanced fertilizer that has the right mix of nutrients that you need, and definitely go in and talk to somebody at, you know, I always like supporting local, you know that, Kevin. So there's a lot of nurseries, a lot of places that you can go and really talk to people that are very knowledgeable about lawn care and would be happy and enthusiastic to talk to you about what type of fertilizer could be best for your lawn. So definitely get out there and talk with them to get optimal results. And then as far as dewinterizing and doing some seasonal cleanup, you want to go around, and I think we talked about this in the wintertime, you know, making sure to like check all the external plumbing fixtures, make sure everything's turned off, you know, put your hose away. Well, now it's time to kind of like bring everything back out. And if you have an irrigation system in your lawn, this includes that. So you want to go outside, check any outdoor plumbing fixtures, check all of the irrigation systems for any damage that could have occurred during winter, any freezing. Just give everything a once over, because even though you might have had like your gutters cleaned and trees trimmed at different points, you know, now with the wind we've been having and everything, you just want to get eyes on your property and see what kinds of things are needed at your home so that you can make sure you're doing your own dewinterizing and seasonal cleanup that makes sense for you.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that's a big thing to do now on a nice day, on a weekend, just to walk around and give it a look over.
Yeah, and there's so many other like smaller, more probably like fun tasks, you know, gardening and things like that we want to really be doing. But to get to that point, it really makes sense to kind of like have a good foundation and make sure that you're just doing all the unfun cleanup part first.
Yeah, exactly. And if you have kids and stuff to play outside in the grass, you know, that's always a big part of it when the weather starts to get nice too.
Sure. And like before, I'm going to have people come and treat where we are. It's very rural and wooded. But I want to do a little bit of a cleanup first before they kind of come out, you know, and there's like a lot of sticks down, you know, we'll make it a family affair. We go out, you know, we have my daughter put some high socks on and pick up as many sticks as she possibly can.
Nice.
We make it fun.
Nice. That's perfect. All right. Awesome. We're getting ready for spring. We got these tips down. I'm going to get my grill cleaned. I'm going to get my yard ready, and the lawn's going to be looking good for the springtime. So thank you so much, Susie. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Looking for the perfect getaway in the heart of Utah's scenic beauty? Welcome to Mountain Valley RV Resort in the stunning Heber Valley, Utah's highest rated RV destination. Enjoy spacious RV sites, cozy cabins, and tent spots, all nestled against the stunning Rocky Mountains and shadow of Mount Timpanogos. Dive into heated pools, relax in hot tubs, or challenge friends on pickleball courts. Families love the playgrounds and sports courts, while adults can unwind in exclusive 21-plus areas featuring a luxurious clubhouse and spa. With top-notch amenities and breathtaking views, Mountain Valley RV Resort offers an unforgettable experience year-round. Whether you're seeking adventure or relaxation, Mountain Valley RV Resort is your home away from home. Book your stay today at mountainvalleyrv.com.